This is the New American Bible, the Old Testament, continuing with the first book of Samuel, chapter 6. The Ark to be Returned. The Ark of the Lord had been in the land of the Philistines 7 months, when they summoned priests and fortune tellers to ask, "What shall we do with the Ark of the Lord? Tell us what we should send back with it." They replied, "If you intend to send away the Ark of the God of Israel, you must not send it alone, but must, by all means, make amends to him through a guilt offering. Then you will be healed and will learn why he continues to afflict you." When asked further, "What guilt offering should be our amends to him?" they replied, 5 golden hemorrhoids and 5 golden mice to correspond to the number of Philistine lords, since the same plague has struck all of you and your lords. Therefore make images of the hemorrhoids and of the mice that are infesting your land, and give them as a tribute to the God of Israel. Perhaps then he will cease to afflict you, your gods, and your land. Why should you become stubborn, as the Egyptians and Pharaoh were stubborn? Was it not after he had dealt ruthlessly with them that the Israelites were released and departed? So now set to work, and make a new cart. Then take 2 milch cows that have not borne the yoke. Hitch them to the cart, but drive their calves indoors away from them. You shall next take the Ark of the Lord and place it on the cart, putting in a box beside it the golden articles that you are offering as amends for your guilt. Start it on its way and let it go. Then watch. If it goes up to Beth Shemesh along the route to his own territory, he has brought this great calamity upon us. If not, we will know it was not he who struck us, but that an accident happened to us. The Ark in Beth Shemesh. They acted upon this advice. Taking 2 milch cows, they hitched them to the cart, but shut up their calves indoors. Then they placed the Ark of the Lord on the cart, along with a box containing the golden mice and the images of the hemorrhoids. The cows went straight for the route to Beth Shemesh, and continued along this road, mooing as they went, without turning right or left. The Philistine lords followed them as far as the border of Beth Shemesh. The people of Beth Shemesh were harvesting the wheat in the valley. When they looked up and spied the ark, they greeted it with rejoicing. The cart came to the field of Joshua, the Beth Shemite, and stopped there. At a large stone in the field, the wood of the cart was split up, and the cows were offered as a holocaust to the Lord. The Levites, meanwhile, had taken down the ark of God, and the box beside it, in which the golden articles were, and had placed them on the great stone. The men of Beth Shemesh also offered other holocausts and sacrifices to the Lord that day. After witnessing this, the 5 Philistine lords returned to Ekron the same day. Guilt Offering. The golden hemorrhoids the Philistines sent back as a guilt offering to the Lord were as follows: 1 for Ashdod, 1 for Gaza, 1 for Ashkelon, 1 for Gath, and 1 for Ekron. The golden mice, however, corresponded to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the 5 lords, including fortified cities and open villages. The large stone on which the Ark of the Lord was placed is still in the field of Joshua the Bethshemite at the present time. Penalty for Irreverence. The descendants of Jeconiah did not join in the celebration with the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh when they greeted the Ark of the Lord, and 70 of them were struck down. The people went into mourning at this great calamity with which the Lord had afflicted them. The men of Beth Shemesh asked, "Who can stand in the presence of this Holy One? To whom shall he go from us?" They then sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kiriath Jearim, saying, "The Philistines have returned the Ark of the Lord. Come down and get it."